Hello? Hey, baby. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. How are you? Oh, Lord. It's been a really long day. Yeah, I'm sure it must be really awful for you, too. I mean, how's it going with the family and everything? Like, I know the feeling. I feel like there's 1,000 people in this house, and I know there's not, but it definitely feels a little claustrophobic. I know. I wish I could be with you too. It's so much easier when everyone's in the same city, but my parents wanted to go see my grandparents, and it's just. I'm just a little bit pouty. I mean, we celebrate the holidays together all the time. It's just kind of sucks to have to be apart from you. Okay, it really sucks to have to be apart from you. I miss you. What am I doing tomorrow? Well, I think the plan is to go see some relatives, but I don't know. I've already seen so many people today, I'm starting to lose track. Ugh. I know, it's just, you know, it's been so long since everybody's seen each other. I think everyone's just kind of excited for the opportunity and trying to make the most of it, but to be honest, I wish we could have just celebrated back home. Yeah, I mean, it's nice that all your family's kind of nearby. Mine's unfortunately pretty spread out, but yeah. No, what did they say? God, I swear, the one year that I can't be there, that I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but she decides to show up. I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry you have to go through that. Wait, she said what? Come again? Oh, babe. I swear to God. I'm sorry, you know I try really hard not to badmouth your family members, but sometimes, not even sometimes, I'd say, it's just this aunt in particular. I don't understand her obsession with comparing everybody to her kid, who honestly, for all his achievements, is a complete douchebag. Oh baby, I'm sorry. Yeah, just come here. Come on. Let's get snuggled up together. God, I really wish I was there. I just want you to know that I don't believe any of that. And to be honest, I don't think they do either. It's just families being dumb, and that's not you. I know that's not you, and they know that's not you. I don't want you to feel like lesser for that, regardless of what anyone says. you know, the other day when you were talking to me and you told me about the tough time that you were having at work and how, like, just everything that you've been going through, I know it's not something you necessarily tell them, and you don't have to. It's not what I'm trying to say. I just, they don't see you like I do, right? And even if they didn't, they should know how kind you are, how sweet you are, how important you are. It just frustrates me so much that I can't hold you. I know. Look, family members are family members. They're always going to have some stupid expectation that nobody's going to be able to reach. But I just want you to know that I adore you. I see the love and the care that you put into everything. The love and the care that you put into me. I appreciate you so much. And throughout all of this, through the incredibly awful year that, well, 2 years that everyone's been through, you've been the light in my darkness, the light in my life. Nobody's ever going to take that away from you. I just want you to know that you made such a huge difference in my life. And I'm sure you've made such a huge difference in all of their lives too. You're so important. And you're so precious. And I love you, babe. Sorry, I'm rambling, I know. And I don't want to keep you any longer, so I love you, babe. You sleep well, okay? I'll call you in the morning. Good night.